This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's back and we have fact or fiction. Let's get to it.
Ah, yes. Tigers slash MLB fact or fiction. There's many a storyline I find intriguing in baseball, not just the Tigers.
Okay.
But we will start with the Tigers. Tarek Skubal will win AL Cy Young again. Repeat.
When's the last time we had a repeat, John?
The last repeat, I believe, was DeGrom, 18-19.
Okay.
Scherzer was just before that, 16-17. I'm not going to go down the list of everybody that's done it, but it's an unbelievable list. I want him to be on that list, but I mean, Verlander hasn't even done back-to-backs. He's got three of them. And Scherzer, former Tiger, obviously, has back-to-back. Randy Johnson's got four in a row. Okay, here we go. I don't think he does. As much as I want him to, I think somebody else, I think he's in the running for it. Last year was unanimous. I think he hits the ground running. Here's the issue. We had just talked about the fact that he's going to probably pitch more innings early in the season. Is he built for this? Sure. But I think there might be a couple of moments where we have the, what's going on with Tarek Skubal? I just don't see it going back to back. I think there's something that's going to happen.
Workload's gone up and up and up and up and up, and you don't want any serious injury, but he may have a minor issue at some point. I'm going to say no. I'm going to go with the field fiction.
Yeah. Is there a standout that would win it over?
No, I mean, I think the odds tell you Garrett Crochet's the second guy on most of these. Skubal's a better pitcher, but I'm taking the field.
But it's almost like he's going to not win it because he's going to suffer some sort of setback or something.
Something.
Not so somebody rare coming and taking it from him.
Yeah.
All right. Bobby Witt Jr. will win American League MVP.
Fiction. It's going to be this guy, Aaron Judge. You may have heard of him. He mashes. And I think specifically without Soto, his value is going to be more obvious in New York.
I'm with you as well. I think this is another Aaron Judge here. I think he's just dominant. He does mash. And the Yankees are going to need him to mash. They've been banged up a little bit in spring training. So I think he's a guy that you just can't count out in the MVP race.
I think Witt Jr. wins it, and I think there's a chance the Royals might win 100 games this year.
Really?
Shohei Ohtani will win 10-plus games as a starting pitcher.
No, because I don't think he gets that many opportunities. I don't know when they actually take the reins off and allow him to pitch, but there'll be a ramp up. And I mean, it's been a long time since he's had his surgery. They're going to be very, very cautious with Shohei Ohtani. They need his bat. In that pitching staff, unless something happens with their pitching staff, I don't necessarily, he can pitch, and he can pitch great. I don't think they have to have him pitch to be like they did last year. World champs again.
I'm going to say fiction. Dodgers have been ahead of this. They use a ton of arms. They get to the finish line. What's most important is that he is there as a dual threat in September.
Yeah.
All right. I can't even believe this one's on the list because when we did the rough draft of this about a month ago, it wasn't, and I think you would have laughed at it. Spencer Torkelson will lead the Detroit Tigers in home runs.
They better hope he does. It feels like a lot of this season hinges on Torque, weirdly enough. A guy that we didn't even think would be on the roster. I'm going to say fiction. It's going to be Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah, I'm going with Kerry Carpenter as well. Kerry Carpenter had 18 last year. And does the injury bug continue? Or are they paying their dues, paying their prices right now? And they can't possibly have as many injuries as the Lions had, right?
He says ominously. Think about it, though. If Carpenter plays even a little bit against lefties, and they have to play him more because all these outfield injuries, he should hit 30 bombs.
30 bombs, yeah. And so it's him, or it's even Riley Green, who had 24 last year. I just don't trust. I want it to be Torque. I want him to be that 30 home run guy. But I think I said yes to this last year. This year, I just can't trust it. I'm hoping, but I can't trust it.
I'll tell you this. If he stays on the team, I think this will be a fact, because I think the home runs will come if he sticks around, and even if he's 230 hitting again. He basically goes back to Torque a couple years ago. Yeah. He will lead the team in homers.
There always seems to be some weird things that save some careers. The injuries that happen. If those injuries don't happen, he's not on this roster, and I think those injuries may have saved his career.
Paul Skenes will win National League Cy Young.
Yes. I think he's dynamic. We saw what he could do last year, and his workload is going to continue to go up, and I think he's just a dominant pitcher that's going to have dominant stuff. He's added a couple of pitches. I think this is going to be fun to watch.
Called my shot last year with Skubal. Yeah, fact. Paul Skenes wins the NL Cy Young. He's actually a bigger favorite than Skubal to win the Cy Young in the National League than Skubal is in the American League. And he's young. He's got more upside. He hasn't logged the innings. He's not coming off a 200-inning season the way Skubal did last year in the AL. Give me Skenes NL.
The one thing in those odds, though, is that they're protecting themselves because he's such a name.
Fair.
Like, that I think probably they would be more equal if you didn't have to worry about, you know, oh, my gosh, everybody's running to bet on Paul Skenes because he's such a phenom. All right, Parker Meadows.
Phenom.
Hey, I'm back. I'm from vacation. Who cares? All right, Parker Meadows will play in 81 or more games. 81's half the season.
Last year, he played in 82. So this is set right on the line. I don't like what I'm seeing with the nerve. I don't like that it's already been pushed back twice. Unfortunately, this is fiction. He won't play it.
I think he'll be available for more than 81. The problem is, even if but we saw it last year. He was sent down. I don't think that's the issue, but as soon as he came back, what happened? He was on fire for, three or four games, and then it was a hammy. He's one of those high-motor, high-test, high-octane guys. He's going to have a hamstring here or there, and I think it keeps him out of more games, and it's going to be under.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. will be traded during the season.
I think he has to be. For Toronto, I'm like, there's way too much value. There's no way, unless they come to an agreement, and I know he said we're not negotiating until that money and the agent calls and says, hey, you got to hear these numbers. Then he'll listen. There's no way they can just let a value like that walk. They'll trade him by the trade deadline.
Yeah, this is a fact. You have to look at what Juan Soto did when he got traded from the Nationals. And how it reset and bolstered them. You can't let a player like that walk. Vlad's in the prime of his career. They've tried to pay him. It's not going to work. You trade him.
Just one quickie, though. With the Yankees, with their injuries, maybe the AL East gets a little mushy. And if the Blue Jays are contending, they're going to have that's going to be a tough thing for them to do. All right, Jackson Jobo, an American League Rookie of the Year.
Fact. I'm going to say fact. I don't know if I fully believe it, but this is maybe me trying to will it. He's going to get hit up a little bit this year, but if he's on the team to start, and he is, he's going to log the innings. He's got the stuff. He's got the name. Fact.
And this goes to, I think, some of the a positive for Scott Harris and the mastery of A.J. Hinch. Why would you bring him in the playoffs? Why would you bring him in to pitch in key situations at the end of last year? Lessons learned by Jackson Jobe. It pays off this year. And yeah, he made the roster. He's going to get the innings. I think he is the guy that, and when you hear him talk, it's not about, he just wants to go out there and pitch. And I can't wait to see it. Yes, I think he is Rookie of the Year.
I'll say this. With Jim, when you answered it, I saw a splitting of the heart and the brain. Yeah. The brain was saying no. The heart said yes. You just wore it on your sleeve. That was awesome. All right, the Yankees will miss the playoffs.
I guess it depends on what do you think Baltimore will be this year? The Red Sox.
Boston, too.
Think about what they're lost, man. Soto and Cole.
I got Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, and they've got the MVP, as we both said, in Aaron Judge. I'm saying this is fiction. I think they make the playoffs this year. I don't know that they win the division. It's going to be a tough division, maybe the toughest division in baseball.
I think Judge will mash and win the MVP. This is going to be weird, but they're not going to make the playoffs. This is a fact. I think Boston has a big year led by some guy, Alex Bregman. You may have heard of him.
There it is, John.
Yeah. We get the smarm alarm.
44 minutes on opening day to get there. The Tigers will make the playoffs as a wild card team.
Fiction. Too many injuries early. They needed a hope, prayer, and a miracle last year. This is a step back.
You want to talk about the tear between your heart and your head. This is the tear. I don't think they make the playoffs this year, and it's going to be a painful, painful 162.
We'll elaborate on this coming up, but I will say this. This is I don't think you're a hater if you say they won't make it. I think there's legitimate reasons why they won't. Finally, the LA Dodgers, the super team, will repeat as World Series champions.
Yes.
Fact.
Fact. I think they're just, I mean, that's the best team money can buy.
So I saw Jeff Passan, ESPN's baseball nerd. Great, though, on everything
great.
He writes.
Yep.
He said they're going to win and break the win total, go 117 plus.
Wow. White Sox are going to be on the opposite side of that.
He said they could flirt with losing less than 40 games.
Well, the White Sox win 40 games.
123-39, can you imagine?
The extremes, man. All right, that's your fact or fiction. Baseball's back. It's 97-1.